Prague Civic Democrat leader Bohuslav Svoboda was elected mayor of Prague on Tuesday in one of the stormiest sessions City Hall has ever witnessed. Hundreds of protesters turned out for the election to demonstrate their anger against the power-sharing deal between the Civic and Social Democrats, which froze out election winner Topo 9. The session had to be postponed four times as police and security guards fought to maintain order. And when it finally got underway, Mr. Svoboda's speech to the assembly was punctuated by booing and derisive laughter. It was a bitter victory for the 66-year-old gynecologist who promised a thorough overhaul at City Hall in the wake of a string of corruption scandals. The question is he really in a position to deliver on that promise? Political analyst Iiri Pehe.
I'm afraid that the protests that we saw in front of the Prague City Hall and then during the meeting of the Prague representatives show that many people believe that in fact Mr. Svoboda, although he may be an honest man, doesn't have many chances to clean up Prague politics. I think that the real reason for the protests is that most people don't believe that anything will change in the Prague City Hall, that the real movers and shakers are staying, that people like Mr. Svoboda are just figureheads who really don't have any real chance to change anything in the way that Prague functions.
Paradoxically, the Prime Minister, the head of the Civic Democratic Party, Mr. Nečas, himself was handpicked to lead the party in order to clean it up, so to speak. He does not agree with this deal at Prague City Hall, but he has been unable to prevent it. What does that imply about his position and his chances of cleaning up the party as such?
Well, I'm afraid that Mr. Petr Nečas, but also Mr. Bohuslav Sobotka, who is the leader of the Social Democratic Party, both of these politicians do not really control their political parties. They are officially leaders of their parties, but when it comes to the real business, we can see that various structures that exist on the municipal level, various businessmen who are connected to concrete politicians on the municipal level have more influence than these actual leaders of the respective parties. And I think this is a real problem. The Civic Democratic Party may really be damaged by this fact much more than the Social Democratic Party, because in the end the Social Democratic Party is just a junior partner in the coalition in Prague, and moreover, Social Democratic voters do not have a real alternative unless they want to switch to the Communist Party, whereas for the Civic Democratic Party there is a real danger that many of their voters after this latest incident in Prague will start switching even more than in the past to Topo 9, and that the Civic Democratic Party may lose some of its support, and that may create a panic in the party. So I think that Mr. Nečas is in a very difficult position, and the fact that he has not been able to clean up his party and change things may in the end cost him his political future.
Is there a lesson to be learned here for Topo 9, the winner of elections in Prague?
Well, I think that Topo 9, of course, showed to some extent that it is not a very experienced political party, and perhaps it could have negotiated more skillfully. But in a way, Topo 9 basically is in a very good situation right now, because it may simply sit and do nothing and wait for many right-of-center voters to switch their allegiances and turn away from the Civic Democratic Party. But on the central level, of course, what happened in Prague will damage relations between Topo 9 and the Civic Democratic Party, and it may subsequently damage the functioning of the government.
How seriously could it damage the governing coalition?
Well, the governing coalition is really under pressure on many different fronts. it is not just this now seriously damaged relationship between the Slovak Democratic Party and Top 09, where it seems that two parties are fighting each other more intensively than, for example, the Slovak Democratic Party is willing to fight the Social Democrats on many levels. But it is also the situation of the third government party, the Public Affairs Party, which is really not doing very well in opinion polls, and one can already sense a degree of panic in this party. And that is, of course, a bad omen for the government, because it seems to me that at this point the Public Affairs Party has no choice but to either play the role of an internal opposition within the government, blocking some of the proposals, reforms, and so on, or to leave the government. And that is, of course, a highly destabilizing situation.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe there commenting on the election of the new Prague mayor.